Hi, fellow Warriors fanatics. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. I'm so sorry for not having recorded for a while. I know I said I'd record last week, but that ended up not working out for me. So, I'm going to be doing my 1K special. The audio on that part is a little bit quiet. Just a warning. The title says I'm doing my 1K special. And I'm playing, and I'm doing a Warrior Cats D&D thing. It's, one of the adventure games. The three main protagonists in the adventure game are played by my friends, Willowing, Darkfur, and Twilight Dream. Twilight Dream is a recent addition to Sun Clan. She was a kitty pet, but now she is a warrior. We play the Plaintive Howls adventure game, and this is our first time doing it, so I'm the sole narrator, but, this is our first time doing it, so it's probably gonna be more than a little bit weird. Think that's it. Thank you guys so much for 1K, and on with the special.
Okay, Willowing, you start.
Okay, my name is, I'm a she-cat, whose name is Lilac Shine. My clan is River Clan. I'm a gray-purple, like, that's my fur, duh. I'm 13 moons old, my strength is 2, my intelligence is 3, my spirit is 3, and I have arch, jump, listen, ponder, and swim. And my knacks are herb lore, medicine lore, interpret dreams, and dash. And, okay, so I'm a medicine cat, I'm young, bubbly, and helpful. I'm very enthusiastic.
Okay,
my name
Twilight Dream, read yours.
My name is Pastelite. I am a she-cat, and my clan is the Wind Clan. My cat's color is calico, and I am 14 moons old. I have 3 strength, 4 intelligence, and 2 spirit. My skills are bite, climb, focus, jump, and listen. And my knacks are balance, two-leg, track, and spring. I'm super smart. I'm the oldest of the bunch. I'm funny, and I'm calm.
Hello, I am Midnight River. I am from the River Clan. My cat's color is black. I am 14 moons old. I have 3 strengths, 4 intelligence, and 2 spirits. My skills are arch, bite, listen, sneak, and swim. My knacks are pathfinder, dash, stalk, and balance. I have black fur. Well, I already said that. I am dark and mysterious, and I have yellow eyes. I'm smart, and I keep to myself. I am also a she-cat.
Okay, now let's start the Plaintive Howls. So, since you're in different clans, I'll read for Wind Clan first. So, you wake up in the morning to find the clan in disarray. The clans are tending to frightened kids, and even the senior warriors seem a little bit unnerved. There were strange sounds in the night, sounds no cat can explain. Your clan leader, Dreamstar, has called you to a clan meeting to talk about the alarming sounds. In the middle of the night, the warrior on duty heard a far-off yelling. The commotion awoke some other members of the clan. Listen.
Oh, I have 1 listen. Or 1 plus listen.
No, wait, there you go. No, you weren't woken up. You're too heavy of a sleeper.
Okay.
Okay. Some clan cats thought that the sound that they'd heard was indistinct, like an animal howling pain. Other cats thought that it sounded distinctly like a cat crying out for help. As the wind got louder, the yelling grew louder. And it soon became apparent that it was more than just a single yell. Several different voices could be heard, some crying in pain or fear, others calling out for help. That's pretty much what your leader told you, because you were too
okay. Apparently I sleep very heavy.
Go back to your...
I want to braid her fur!
You have no opposable thumbs.
Oh, yeah.
Do any of you guys have any questions for your clan leaders about the noise? Okay, Midnight River?
Well, I was wondering, do you think we should go on a search to try to find those cats? Or, like, what do you think we should do?
Your leader says that she will ask for volunteers in a little bit.
Okay.
You had a question? Okay. So, pretty much, for you, you're just...
She's pretty much a clan.
I know. I'm talking to her directly right now. But you're pretty much just, you were napping when the leader comes.
Okay.
And, you kind of just stumble out into the clearing. And right when Dream starts, like, any volunteers to go search for this sound. And she's like, oh, sure, Twilight Dream.
Oh.
Pastel Light, sorry. Pastel Light, why don't you just go do it?
Okay.
You're just, like, not sure what's going on, but you go to where they're. You just do whatever. And then in River Clan, your leader, Mellow Stars, like, any volunteers? And both of you are so enthusiastic. You just step forward. Well, technically Midnight River's just, like, sitting in the back just brooding. But all the other cats are, like, clearing around you because they don't want to hang out by you.
That's fine with me.
So Mellow Star thinks that's an invitation.
Okay.
But at the same time, Lilac Shine's like bouncing around. She's like, I want to go, I want to go.
Well, duh.
Lilac, just calm down, okay?
So, yeah.
She's also very sensitive.
Yeah,
and way too giggly.
Do you have any questions or anything you want to do to get ready for your journey? Okay, Midnight River.
Can I stalk them?
You can try that tactic later, maybe.
Okay.
Pastel Light.
What should I bring? Is there anything I should
use? Well, I am.
Okay, do you guys have anything? Yes, all of you?
Travelers, can we get have to go with these people?
Yes.
She's too bubbly and she's a Wing Clan.
Excuse me if my enthusiasm is just bearing down on your sneaky, weird creeper thing.
We need to calm down, okay?
Okay, are you two taking traveling herbs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so three people.
Traveling herbs, you're all right. You want to get going?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. The sound. Oh, wait. Okay. You need to. Okay, so make a listen check.
Why did you do that?
Make
for?
A listen check. Who knows? Might get on the right track.
So I have 4.
If you use chips.
And don't I get 5 since she's a wait?
3. How much do I need to have? I can only do 4 if I take one of my spirit chips.
You can use however many spirit chips you want.
Because then I won't have any spirit if I use 2.
There are spots where they get replenished.
Okay. So 3, 4, 5.
Okay, a 5.
What should I do?
You can use chips.
What does the listen check do?
It's just a listen.
I think listen will help a lot.
So what do I do? Should
okay,
I write
I'll
down
do
5
it,
on
do
here?
Because I need to give you.
So do I write 5 on listen?
So I have
5
right.
Do it because
what?
They're gonna do it. You have 4 at start. Yes. If you each make a 5, I think you'll make it.
Oh,
guys,
okay.
So I did 5.
Maybe. Wait, let me
do
check.
I change this to 5?
No.
Keep it at 1.
Wait, I'm thinking. Whatever, just do whatever you want. So you're at a 5?
Yeah, what
should I do?
If each of us make a 5, then we're probably gonna have more prey.
Well,
because
probably not actually, but if you.
Do I need to do that too? Should I do that too?
Yeah, if we each get 5, then that'll be probably.
Yeah, but then if there's another chuck that uses spirit, only one of us. Or
well, I can do it because I have a lot of spirit.
What should I do? I don't know.
Do it.
Do I change this to 5 then?
No.
So I can only use 5 once?
Yeah.
What is this?
He made a check of 15 as a total. But
so what does
that do?
Still have the same. Seriously? Oh, I want my chips back. Refund.
The sound is certainly coming from the north. No, wait. Perhaps that's the east.
Give me back my chips.
I'm a pathfinder.
Give me back my chips.
I'm a pathfinder. I can do this.
Okay, we'll say you made a 16.
Yeah, good.
We'll say that works. The sound of the yowling is getting clearer, but it's also getting weaker. It seems you found the source just as it is fading away. You come up to a silver thorn.
What?
To a silver thorn like den.
What?
Shh.
We have to be quiet. We are by a den. You have to be quiet.
That has a cat that looks a lot like a rogue inside of it.
Rogue.
Ugh, rogues is nasty.
The rogue had, well, if you ask, you can ask him questions.
I'm the friendliest.
What are you doing here? Where are those cats?
None of you have orate. I'd tread carefully.
Oh, darn it.
What do we not have?
Orate.
What's that?
It's like the ability to talk to people.
Guys, where's my other strength?
Okay, guys, you can investigate.
Can we ask him questions?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pass that light.
Do you know where that howling's coming from?
The cat, as you don't know his name yet, says that he doesn't understand what's going on.
Darn, yes. Rose. Do you hear the howling? Or the whimpering?
He said, well, I was the one whimpering.
You have a very strong maternal instinct. And if you don't answer me, I'll stalk you for the rest of your life.
He shrinks back in his cage and makes himself as small as possible. Yes.
We are here to...
No, we're not.
...help you.
You're not.
And
here.
Maybe if you can help us,
help
then that'll be great.
Scared by the previous cat's onslaught, the cat slowly nods and seems to fluff out a tiny bit more.
We're not here to help you.
Are you hurt?
He says, no. No, he's not hurt.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Do you have a clan? He
says, no, he was just wandering around trying to get food. Yes?
What is your name? Or I'll stalk you for the rest of your life.
What is your name?
He stammeringly says, my name is Burr.
Burr? What kind of name is that?
Wait, is it...
Do you have any information you think could help us?
He says, we went in there for this food.
Oh, no.
That was in there. And, he's just not sure what really went on. He's scared and weak.
Is he stuck?
Well, yeah, there's...
It's a two-leg.
There's bars.
She has two-leg lore.
Silverthorn.
Wait, what do we do? What?
What okay, just keep going. What was your question?
Can I come give you a hug?
He said he would gladly snuggle with you if he could get out, but he can't, so.
She has a very, very strong maternal instinct.
I have a question for this girl. How can you find him attractive?
What?
I mean, plus his name, and then him himself.
Burr slowly curls himself into a ball and starts whimpering even louder.
Okay, sorry, just stop whimpering. Just stop whimpering.
I wanted to tell him, I apologize for my clanmate's behavior, and
no,
she is really
not
apologize
very
socially adept.
She can't apologize for my words, and
he slowly releases his circle a little bit and smiles. little bit at you.
See? Are you trying to find him attractive too?
No! No!
She's a medicine cat. She can't have a mate.
Ha! Unless I legally do it.
Did you have anything you were going to say?
She's in love
guys,
with him.
You can feel free to like sniff around, listen, like investigate as much as you can.
Oh, I want to investigate. Hey, can I listen to the around the area, see if there are any telltale thingies?
You hear something that sounds a little bit like a chatter.
You guys sneak around.
What can do I smell anything?
You smell food in the air. Not like good fresh kill, but it's definitely food.
Okay. I have a question.
Hey, can
for
I
the cat.
See around yeah. the area?
Have you killed anything?
He said no, he hadn't killed anything. It was hard for him to find prey because he's not a very big cat in size. But
he's tiny. How can you find such a tiny cat attractive?
But
he
went in there to get some food that he found in there.
Okay. I have a question for the cat.
Yeah?
Okay.
Do you find this cat attractive?
Yeah. He stammeringly says no.
Sure.
Can I ask him a question?
Yeah.
Can we trust you?
He says there's no way I can betray you. I'm literally trapped here in the Silverhorn Den.
Well, I mean, if we were to get you out, could we trust you?
He says yes.
Ooh, can we get him out now?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
No, that's not.
Why not?
That's not really an option.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah?
So, if he gets out somehow, can these two, like, can they mate, and then we can leave them all behind, and we can just go on, and then we can ditch her, and then I'll help myself?
You know, when you tease somebody, like, about being attracted to something else, that means you're attracted to that.
What? He's this puny thing, and...
You're stammering.
So you're attracted to puny cat.
You're stammering.
I am not attracted to
anything. Is there anything you're going to do?
I'm actually attracted to a lot of
things. Ooh, I want to inspect the den thing
he's in. Guys,
I
have a, like a pass.
What?
I want to inspect the den thing he's in.
I have a pass.
You see that it's certainly solid. You can definitely smell that there's food in there, and as you look around a little bit more, you notice that there is the smell of food everywhere else. Plus, also, as you're starting to focus more, you hear the sounds of the chattering coming closer. Yeah?
I asked the cat, do you have any idea what the chattering is?
He says he thinks it sounds like two legs. Yeah?
Can I go inspect that?
Only if you're all going to go as a group. Cause
are we
going to
go? Because I'm a two-leg lord.
Can we just ditch her?
What?
Can we just ditch a two-leg
no.
lord? Okay, fine, let's go.
Okay.
I have two legs,
Okay, following the sounds of the two legs is easy. They apparently know nothing about stealth or subtlety. The question isn't whether or not you can find their camp. The question is what you'll do once you're there.
That's right.
What you do, guys?
Finding the camp is so easy, you guys don't even have to make any checks. You simply follow the sound of the two legs, calling out to one another.
That's so easy.
After a really short journey, you find yourselves on top of a ridge that looks down onto a camp with the two legs. It's a strange sight, not like a usual two-leg place.
Oh, no.
You see two two-leg monsters that are larger than average, just sitting
the
there, and they both appear to be asleep. There's also a strange den of some sort. It's made of some kind of soft skin that blows and flaps in the wind, and two legs are everywhere. There's also a faint cat scent coming from the camp. Enough cats make up a small clan, but no matter how much you look, you can't see any cats down there.
Can I listen around?
If you listen, you just
hear more two legs.
Yeah.
Can we go down to the camp?
Like sneakily?
Yes, sneakily.
I have no sneak though.
If you just wanna, do you want to do anything else? Because you can make a ponder check to try and get an idea of what's going on.
Oh, I have ponder one.
Only she can because she has two legs.
I don't have ponder.
Oh, well,
you
too
have
bad.
Four intelligence, though.
Too bad.
I do have four intelligence. Could that work? Or no, because...
Why
are
are you drinking that dirty too?
Okay,
like,
so you want to go down into the camp and get a closer look?
Leave it alone.
You want to go down and get a closer look?
Yes. Yeah. I think we should.
But you have to be stocky.
You have to be, like, sneaky.
The mixture of strange sights and smells is overwhelming. It's difficult at first to tell one sensation from another, especially while trying to stay out of the constant bustle of two legs rushing back and forth. Now you get to refresh your chips.
Yes!
Woo!
Yes!
Woo!
Let's go!
I get two. Yeah!
Woo! I get two. I get one.
Let's go! What was that?
I get two.
Woo! Okay, that laugh is really, really weird.
Can we go into the weird den?
Well, we need to explain the scene a little bit more first.
Yeah, explain the scene. Yeah.
Okay,
there's a branch.
Pretty much, the strange den that you saw earlier, seems even stranger now that you're closer. It looks like it's, like you can't even tell what it is.
Shouldn't you know what it is? You have two leg lore.
You can make a smell check.
Oh.
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 I don't have smell.
Why did we not get the important ones?
You know what?
Come on.
I got sneak. And
I'm never
going to
need pond. I mean, I'm never going to need arch.
Okay, then
you know, I have arch too.
Are we going to get trapped by two legs?
Okay.
What?
You see the other one of the sleeping monsters that you saw earlier. The two legs are constantly going in and out of the monster, bringing out items and, closing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're walking in and out of the monster, like it's eating them and barfing them out or something.
That thing is crazy.
That's gross.
That is so creepy.
That is like horror.
That's
movie
like me
gross.
Giving the monster.
Don't you know what it is?
What is it?
You have two leg lore since you know
what it is. Whenever the monster opens its mouth, you guys catch a number of scents. If you make a smell check, you can figure out more about it.
We don't have smell.
Guys.
Okay, the other sleeping there's also the other sleeping monster you saw earlier. The back of it has a bunch of, a bunch more of those silverthorn dens you saw earlier.
Oh.
But a little bit different. Each one is large enough to hold a single cat.
Oh. Single cat?
Yeah,
poor cats.
The two legs don't go into this monster as frequently as they did the other one. But when they do, the unmistakable scent of live, healthy cats comes out. And smell check.
Why do we not have a smell?
What do you want to do next? Do you want to explore the,
The
den or one of the monsters?
The monster.
Yeah, let's do the dens.
Can we ask cats questions? No, not the dens, the monsters.
The den with the weird skin on it.
Oh. Let's do the monsters.
Which one of the monsters?
The one with the silver cages.
Yeah, the silver cages.
Okay.
Do you think that's that dude, the bird dude's family?
I thought he looked like a rug. I didn't think he was kitty pet.
Like the other
ones. They look like kitty pets. Did you see how enormous big they are?
Like the other monster, this one appears to be sleeping, but the two legs do not seem to be trying nearly as hard to wake it up. You guys can examine the den, or...
Let's examine the den.
What check do we need for that?
Just, look around and...
Examine!
Whatever. What do I smell?
You smell fear from the cats inside of the monster.
Okay, what do I see?
You see that it's super soundly asleep. And, it pretty much just looks like a larger version of the monsters you see on the Thunderpaths. but you really cannot tell.
Oh, that's not good.
You can make a ponder check.
Okay, sure.
I don't have ponder.
I have ponder.
Yeah?
May I be excused for a moment?
What is she gonna do?
Yeah, sure. Go to the dirt place.
She's gonna go to
the dirt
place. I know she's gonna visit her.
She's having an affair with Bert.
To be mean to the poor little thingy.
Okay, then, hey, you wanna make a ponder check?
So I have 4 ponder. How many?
Wait, ponder is, sorry. Oh yeah, intelligence, yeah, 4. But then,
well, how much do I need, 6?
5. Checking. Yeah, you need a 6.
Mm-hmm. I'll grab, I'll grab Midnight.
I sacrifice.
Yes!
You can't sacrifice.
That's not nice.
That's not fair.
That's not fair. You should be able to make sacrifices for other cats. You're unconstitutional.
Come on, Moon.
Come on, Moon.
No sacrifices.
No, that's not fair.
That's someone can't just borrow your brains.
I mean, why not?
What does that mean? It's probably certain.
What are you going to give her on someone's grades?
I am not having an affair with Bert. I was merely using my...
You going to make that ponder check or no?
No, I don't want to sacrifice all my intelligence.
Yes.
Hey, do you want to make a ponder check?
I don't have ponder.
Hey, do you guys want to stay there or do you want to go back to the outer camp area?
Guys, which
one? Or explore one of the other areas?
I vote that Midnight does a ponder check because even if she doesn't have ponder, she can still do a ponder check. Just sacrifice your intelligence chips.
Oh. Can I do that? I'm too smart to do that.
You can't do this ponder check. You can't do a ponder check.
Okay, I think we need to explore this area more.
Yeah.
I think we should go back and ask that first question. There's probably some trapped cats.
We have to ask him questions because he's
we
in
need
the same
to
save
him.
Cats. As you watch the two legs walk up to the monster, briefly wake it up, and then leave as it falls back to sleep, you notice that there's some kind of pattern involved. Is this some kind of ritual that only partially wakens the monsters?
What?
Okay, I think we should go back to Bert and ask him a few questions about
Oh,
these
you
cages.
Want to have your affair
with
yeah.
Bert? She has an affair with Bert.
Who? Who's
Who?
She?
Moon?
The monster's mouth
has still, like...
The monster's mouth what? Keeps, like... It's almost like it's magic, the way it just keeps opening, and it slides to the side almost as though it has a crooked jaw.
Oh.
It just makes no sense. You not having ponder or anything, think it must have something to do with the particular sounds the two legs are making? Like a song or a phrase that makes the monster partially wake up. You think it's a ritual involving the two legs walking around the camp. They leave the monster, walk a specific pattern, and then come back, and the monster will wake up only for a few brief moments. And you think it has to do with some special shiny stones a few of the two legs carry with them.
What do I think it is?
You think it has something to do with some special shiny stones a few of the two legs carry with them.
Oh. Wait. Is it clear stone? What?
Okay, you guys can talk about
it. It's not that I have anything going on with Bert. I think we should go ask him questions. I think we should ask him questions.
Wait, guys, aren't you supposed to be thinking about what's up with this monster?
Okay, so I think they know how to turn it on and off so they don't get...
What stones do you think they're using, though? Like, the gold, the jewels or whatever they were?
Or they said they were, like, shiny. I was thinking of clear stone, the stuff that you can cut yourself on. Like, you cut your paws.
Yeah. Zen kind of thing in the monster.
Guys.
And then you.
Wait.
Hey,
what? Are they building
you get
their
an idea where you think
guys?
It's something about them hitting the monster's side.
What
if they hit it and then it's like a form of food and it comes out of the monster's mouth and then they.
I'm tired. I think we should go to bed. Think about
it's
this
not
in the morning.
Nighttime.
It's not nighttime.
I want a nap. I want a cat nap.
Good night.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Make ponder checks, everybody.
I don't have
seriously?
I sacrificed my intelligence.
Of course, Mean Old Moon won't let us do that. She says, oh, you, that's just like cutting open
some
moon
audience.
Is not the boss of me.
We should ask the audience to see if they will let us sacrifice our intelligence.
Yes, comment below. Should we be able to sacrifice our intelligence? I think so.
I think you guys should do that.
I haven't figured out how to do Q&A on Spotify, so.
Anyway,
make ponder checks.
I don't have ponder checks.
Ponder, here's your intelligence.
You can donate that, because you don't have ponder, so. I'm just going to say that you can.
Oh, okay, so I have 4 ponder already. Donate 6, then.
Hey. You going to contribute at all?
No.
You have ponder, so you can.
Please, because then we'll all have the same amount of intelligence.
Oh, she already has a 5 on ponder.
She does?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she has. Wait,
no, she
no you don't. You have a 4.
Sacrifice.
I am not.
No, we'll just say that for this one, you can just count your intelligence.
What? All of ours?
Count your intelligence plus you have ponder, so.
Well, yeah, so
you
I have
each
4.
Contribute a 4. That means you're
4,
at 12.
4.
Do you want to sacrifice trips at all or no?
Why? What do we need for a thing?
Just don't sacrifice chips.
I mean,
what
if I should sacrifice chips?
Guys,
and then
guys,
you're at 12.
Okay. What do we need?
You know that the key is hitting the side of the monster in a special way.
You
guys,
do.
Should you go like this?
Guys, I really think
we should go
and
try it out.
We should go ask Burr what's going on. I don't have
your
anything.
Your affair with Burr is going too far.
I don't have anything going on with Burr.
Midburr. D-A-L-K-I-N-G.
Burr night.
Okay.
Oh, it's okay, young one.
I am leaving.
No!
No!
We need you!
Oh my goodness, a two-legged's coming this way. Get back.
I'll be back.
Where's she going?
She's going
down
the weird
two-legged thing. Okay, what do you think we should do?
I think we should try hitting the thingy.
Hit him. Yeah, I figured that's what you were going to do. Of all the places in the two-legged camp, the area around this monster is the most intimidating, but many cats are trapped inside. Now that you know how to open the monster, you just need to summon your courage and do it.
Courage, we got this, right?
Yeah!
Okay.
Oh no.
Where did one of my intelligence chips go? I lost one of my intelligence chips.
Moon? Midnight lost one of her intelligence chips.
Hey guys.
You steal it.
Unlike you, the two legs, you guys cannot just walk up and swat the monster. You're too small. But you know, that if you run up and pounce on the monster, you can have the same effect.
Anybody have pounce?
Oh,
darn it. I don't have a pounce.
Have pounce.
I have jump, though. Darn it.
Yeah, I have jump and spring.
Same.
You'll never guess. I went into a... I went into I went into a,
do
a tent. I went into one of those dens.
She went into a den, guys.
Guys, what is she doing?
No,
show
not.
What I found.
I have to go out for a brief intermission to the dirt
not.
Place. Okay, goodbye.
That was a joke. I just found some bark on the ground out in the woods.
We should probably pause for a
minute. I am going to go talk to Burr. I am going to talk to Burr.
Anyway.
I'm talking to Burr because you guys don't know what you're doing.
Anyway, get back to your spot, Midnight River. Midnight River, back to your seat.
No, you guys are too dumb to go back to Burr.
It's not an option, Midnight. Don't you dare hit me with that. Lilac went to go use the dirt place.
I know.
No, she's having an affair with her.
You guys have to
have
make a pounce
what happened?
Check and just to make it more fun.
How was it?
Well, just to make it more fun, we'll say that you don't have to have a pounce skill.
Okay. Well then, one of you two.
Oh, hey, your intelligence check.
He found it. You found intelligence.
Okay, you don't need to make a
I deserve
check.
An intelligence chip.
You add up all your intelligence.
Four.
I got four. You're
11.
Eight,
nine, we're at 11.
Okay. So.
Ew. Don't like the look on your face. Your muzzle.
Why does she look evil?
That's because the wing fan sucks. She
then your strength together. I got 3, 4,
what?
5, 6, 7, 8.
What?
We'll say you make it. Okay.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lilac.
Once the mouth of the monster is open, you guys smell the scent of all the cats held within. With more, those cats start calling out for help.
Oh, you.
Burr is in there.
What?
What?
How did he get in there?
Is he secretly evil and he wasn't trapped in there at all?
Does he have an evil twin?
He's trapped in there in a silver thorn den.
That's
so. How did he? You guys can speak with the other cats if you want. Or
okay,
you
I'll speak with the other cats.
I'll ask them. How did they get there?
Not all of them were captured in these woods, but they were all captured.
Okay.
5 of them were captured a day ago in another stretch of wilderness, put into the cages and brought here in a monster. And they're afraid that the same thing will happen today.
Uh-oh.
All the cats that were brought into the clean den were given something that made them sleepy. Then they were poked and pinched and made to eat foul-tasting food. But they
Ew.
All agree that the two legs didn't do them any harm. And all of the cats are in a separate small cold den, but the two legs seem to be able to open or close them all simultaneously by touching some small stones and tugging on a stick near each monster's opening.
That's so sad.
We should try
I ask
to open
him a question.
Them.
Where do you guys belong in any clans?
No.
None
of the cats are clan cats.
They're
oh, have they heard
cats?
Any yowling in the area?
No.
Have they heard any yowling?
That was them yowling.
Oh.
Yeah, they were yowling.
Were you?
That's them. We need to free these cats.
Do you?
Okay. Opening the cages is another complicated matter that you guys have to figure out.
I have
is it a pounce
by doing a series of ponder checks?
Oh
no.
Gosh! I'm the only one with the ponder, and I only have 4 ponder.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
I mean, I have like 1 intelligence. So, I mean, I don't have anything for this. So, I
hey, if you guys gave me 2.
Okay, y'all make ponder checks.
I don't have ponder, but I sacrificed 2.
Well, no, we'll say that you don't need ponder. Because I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I'm pretty sure you just get +1 if you have that skill.
Oh. Well, then I have 4. 4 and 4. We have 4, 4, and 4.
Okay.
We have 12.
12.
All in all.
Does that work?
Do we make it? Probably not.
It's probably like 22 or something.
It's probably like 16.
Okay, +6 is what you get, so you're at an 18.
Why? Did I say, you probably need 16?
+6. I need something for 50-50. I
what,
need a 50-50, I need a coin
dice?
Or something.
Here. You gotta flip this, and if it lands on the...
If it lands
heads.
On the
heads.
Dog's head, okay, it's heads.
So
heads,
something
you
bad
can,
happens.
You didn't get enough ponder, so you
Why?
Can try another series of ponder if you want.
Okay, let's
try
again.
These chips.
Oh. I sacrificed my. Oh, why is my spirit? Where did my spirit go?
Look in your clothes.
I mean your fur.
Wait, where did my spirit go there?
Where did my spirit?
I'm like killing this dude.
Your spirit
oh,
is
spirit
within you.
There.
5.
Hey, the best good. Okay, so you got 12. So then you're at 18. You want to add chips?
Why? How much do we need? 18,
30. 19.
30?
20, 21,
22. We don't even have 30.
Don't touch my chips. Put my chip back.
Well, we can't. We don't even have enough chips to get to 30. 18, 22. We can't do it.
Wait, 22.
Come on,
20,
sacrifice your chips.
6.
29.
Oh my god! If you sacrifice all your chips, I don't care.
I'm sacrificing a spirit.
I'm
sacrificing a strength.
No, if you do all your intelligence chips, if all of you put all of your intelligence chips in, I don't care.
You don't care? So it's not gonna work?
I'm not gonna.
It'll work.
Okay, let's just.
If you're one short, it works.
You don't even have any intelligence, so you have to do
it. What if we're too short? Too short.
Nuh-uh. If you sacrifice all your intelligence chips, then
where's
it works.
Where's your intelligence? Okay, fine. You're like happy, like, let me steal your brain.
Okay, you get the right combination. With a loud clanking noise, the mouths of all the caves open and all the trapped cats leap out! Although the two cats immediately notice and begin making very unhappy sounding noises, there is nothing they can do as all the cats run into the woods.
We need to run once again!
We need to run! Let's run! I have dash as an ass.
I have dash.
You guys can, like, talk with the new cats, or...
So,
Burr,
what happened?
Why were you having an affair with this one?
What?
The river
Burr says
that he plans to stay in the general area. He will, however, agree to stay out of the clan territories.
Burr, what did you do?
How were you there, and then you were there, and then we were like,
yeah.
Burr says that the two legs came and picked up his den and put
his
him into a new cave that was on the inside of that. You head back to your camp and regale your clan leaders and the other members of your clan with the exciting tale of your adventure.
Oh, we're done?
Certainly, many of the other cats have a hard time believing some of the details, particularly that the cats were able to survive being so close to two-legged monsters. In the end, the success of the mission will be self-evident, and no one will be able to argue that you guys did an excellent job.
We're heroes!
That was so short, I can't believe it was that short.
Well, I mean, it was like...
Alright, can I tell you guys my past now?
Yeah.
I never had an affair with her.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I already have
you
a boyfriend.
You
I had a boyfriend, and then I had a mate, but he died.
No!
He got killed by a two-legged monster.
What was his fur color? Was it...
It's black.
Like you? Did you have any kids?
His eyes were blue. No, I never had any kids. He died.
Anyway, you two go down in history in your class.
Oh, we're right up the red nose reindeer.
Wait, we died?
Lilac time.
The red nose reindeer.
As the best medicine cat that RiverClan has ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And, Midnight River, nobody can think of anything good to say about her.
They can just leave me alone. That's all I care about.
But, people are definitely, cats are definitely more friendly to her now.
Okay, that's nice.
Shoot!
And as for Pastel Light, she was already friends with everyone in her clan anyway. Everyone liked her, even though she was very sleepy.
And pretty annoying compared to...
What?
You're like, if...
Says the person who literally stalks people.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I should
that literally
be...
stalks cats.
Well, I can't
oh
wait
my
to
gosh,
stalk you
we
guys.
All know Snowy too well.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Oh, I know who Snowy is.
Yeah.
You
remember the kitty pet?
Yeah. I don't like her.
Miss Snowy. Mm-hmm.
I better go check on my kids eventually.
I don't like kitty pets.
You have kits?
Anyway, everybody, thanks for being here.
I thought you couldn't be a
Thanks for being here.
Hey, big shout out to Australia, because Australia.
Yes.
What about Germany? Guys!
You didn't introduce me.
Is there any Russia people?
I did in the intro.
Is there any Russia people? guys.
What
about Russia people?
Russian people?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure
if Russian cats
are well, if there are, there's a city called Samara in Russia.
Really?
Are you sure about that?
Yes! I looked it up on Google Maps!
You mean a two-legged? Oh my gosh, you know Snowy too well. What about Samara? What does that matter?
Well, Snowy knew her as his two-leg, and that's what she called the two-leg.
Oh. That's very random.
Yes. Yes, I'm pretty sure there must be a town called the Willow somewhere.
Hopefully.
I doubt it.
Or you're Pastel.
I doubt it. You guys are way too unpopular.
Your actual name is
Oh, yeah. So, guys, actually, this whole time I've been acting as Midnight River, but I'm really Dark Fur. Hi, people!
Are you okay, Dark Fur?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I don't.
Anyway, listeners, that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening, and